is up, planet Earth? Welcome to the Bluebeard Podcast, based out of New Orleans, Louisiana. If you've listened to some of our podcasts before, then you know what to expect, what the deal is here, what we talk about. But if it's your first time, welcome. And I travel with a lot of rock and metal bands. I like to do podcasts and stories about things that happen on the road, and you can find some of them stories here. So be sure to subscribe, follow, whatever the deal is. So yeah, just finished a tour with Crowbar, like a 3-week tour that out with Morbid Visions. Did like a mid-US to the Northeast tour and down. Short little run. I think there's another tour coming up in August, so if you're Crowbar fans, be sure and look for that tour coming up in August. I hear that maybe Hatebreed may have some dates on that. I'm not sure. I cannot confirm, so do not spread the lies. Yeah, going out with Body Snatcher May 9th, I think the tour starts. So if you're metalheads and you're in the Florida area or anywhere else around the world, be sure and check out Body Snatcher. Pretty hardcore. So how's everybody's day? Hope it's going well. Hope you're having the day you deserve. As in the last podcast, that was a nice little story from TJ in Terre Haute, Indiana. So I'm just enjoying a couple of days off in between tours and doing some home things, hanging with the wife and my cats, my neighbor's dog I let out when she's working at night. It's a cute little corgi, but I got my tomato boxes set up finally. I have an uncle who builds these amazing tomato boxes that contain water, so they're self-watering. I guess they're 8x12s. They're pretty big boards. So you make a trough, you line it with Bisqueen, you fill it with water, you make another trough top to go on top, but you have like a box wire. You lay your dirt on top of that. Your roots grow down into the water itself. There's a couple more secrets to it, but I'm gonna keep that to myself. You can figure out and build your own if you like. Yeah, just doing some home things and enjoying a little time off because it's about to be another hardcore run. I think this one's about a month and a half, so should be a good tour. Summertime's popping up and tours are flourishing. A lot of bands are playing. So one thing I do recommend is supporting your local bands, your local music, your local venues and acts, and help make the musical world go round. We all appreciate you. Without the fans and people who buy tickets and come to concerts and shows, we could not do what we do and live the life that we do, or live the life that we live, bringing you music. You know, living on the road's not an easy job. It's not cheap either. If you eat out every day at a restaurant or something, having to pay for it, that's quite expensive. We usually do Walmart stops. We have a refrigerator. We have, you know, hot plates and stuff. We can cook on the bus, but we do get catering. We do get buyouts and catering from the venues. So yeah, touring life is fun, but it's also work. It's a dream job, but it's also work. So all those people that just say, oh my God, I wish I could do that. That sounds so great. Yeah. Well, hope you don't have much of a family because you're never going to see them. Somebody's got to make the rock and roll rock and roll world go around. Say that three times, folks. You know what? I can do that. I'm the host. I can fuck up. It's all right. I'll just give a big old clap there. Yay! Might have a good story or two to share. I do have one good story about Alice Cooper. We'll come back from the break. We will. I'll definitely start on that. And it's a touching experience, actually. He's a very nice guy. So, yeah, I'm going to take a pause for the cause, and we will be right back with you with the Alice Cooper story right here on the Bluebeard Podcast. To the Bluebeard Podcast. Alice Cooper. What a nice guy. I remember when, oh gosh, I must have been 9 or 10. Yeah, there was showing some age here, but there was 8-track tapes in. So my mom is shopping with me at this little local department store, and Mr. Sidney has, that's the name it owned, the guy that owned the store, Mr. Sidney. He had this spinning 8-track holder, 8-track tape holder. If you know what an 8-track tape is, then you know. If you don't, well, pick out your little smartphone and Google 8-track tape. So, I had an 8-track tape, and I was a big Kiss fan. You know, I was growing up, Kiss was a thing in the 70s. And so, it was Alice Cooper and the Machine meets, or, and Kiss or something. But it wasn't actually an Alice Cooper record. It was just songs by Alice Cooper and Kiss done by the Machine or something. I have to look it up. It's on YouTube, nevertheless, but so I begged my mother for this 8-track tape, because we had an 8-track tape player and a stereo console thing in his living room, and so she got it for me. So I'll never forget that, and I ended up, when I met Alice, I told him this story, but so years later, I'm doing the job that I do now. I tour around, and we're playing. So this was 2023. No, this was Blue Ridge Rock Festival 2022. I think it was October, November, somewhere like that. October, maybe. So we're playing Blue Ridge Rock Fest in Virginia. We're also part of Down and Crowbar are have the same crew. So Down plays Friday night. We play the Saturday. All right. So Down headlines Friday night. No, hold on. Down plays Friday night. Alice Cooper, I think he headlined that night. Either way, it's been over a year, but anyway, Down played the Friday night, so maybe it was Saturday night. Alice Cooper headlined, and we're sitting there watching it, and so Crowbar played that day, Alice Cooper played that night, that's what it is. All right, now I got my story straight. So after Alice Cooper played, we are in between our buses. And I'm opening one of the sideboards. I'm getting some beer out of a refrigerated cooler that we have on the side for a friend that's visiting, another road member. And all of a sudden, I hear a bunch of noise and see a whole bunch of flashlights come towards me in like a circle. They're flashing, coming through, security coming through. These like 6 or 8 huge black dudes, man. These guys are like Andre the fucking Giant. Flashlights are coming through and little bitty old Alice Cooper compared to them in the middle. So they're just, you know, they're breaking way from Alice to get through to his bus, his dressing trailer. And I turn around, and as soon as I shut the sideboard, that's when I see it. And then he walks by and says, "Oh, hey, thank you. Thank you very much." Oh, it's like that moment in Wayne's World where you want to drop to your knees and say, "I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy." Don't do that. It's so cliche. But nevertheless, that happened, and it was all within like 5 seconds. It seemed like about 2. But later on, after the crowd has dispersed and crews are packing up and buses are rolling out, Alice's production guy comes over, and I'm telling you, he looks like Alice Cooper's brother. Maybe it's like your animals. When you have animals, you start to look like your animal. Your animal starts to look like you. You ever heard that little saying? Maybe his production people start to look like him. I don't know. Anyway, really, really super nice crew. He came over and talked to us. I think his name was Tony. He came over and talked to us, and he's like, "Hey, man, great show tonight, guys, man." It's like, "Yeah, Rock and Rollers, man. Where you guys going next?" And we're talking and this and that. And he's like, "Yeah, our trailers are about to be empty." And then as soon as you said that, Alice Cooper walks over and talks to us for a minute. It was just the nicest meeting. It's just very cool, very, just so well spoken. You know, he's such a nice guy. And they offered us their hospitality trailers because they were leaving. And, you know, there's always food and fruits and all kinds of stuff left. And so, you know, they shared it with us, and you know, then they packed up on their Prevost and they rolled off into the night. So yeah. Alice Cooper. What a meeting. I've got other stories. People I've met. Flock of Seagulls. Overkill. Dee Dee Verney from Overkill. That's a story right there. Gwa. First time I met Gwa was actually right before I started touring. I was in a local band and stuff, but you know, they played one of our hometown shows, and yeah, that was when Dave Brocky was still with us, and Otis Urungus was the front man. But hey, that's another story, right? What kind of stories do you folks have, huh? You have your own podcast? If these stories are interesting to you, be sure and give a follow or a like, or I don't really keep up with how to follow people on here. It's just a random, I push play and start doing and publish, and so maybe I should pay a little bit more attention to now that it's Spotify. I really appreciated it when it was called Anchor FM, but thanks Spotify for taking over everything like Google does. Oh yeah, folks, what kind of stories you like? What kind of stories you tell? Got something interesting to say? Send me a message. Be sure and follow at @Bluebeard_ on Instagram. All right, that's Alice Cooper's story. And see what else we can squander up here in the next few minutes. Another pause for the call station break right here on the Bluebeard Podcast. Story time here at the Bluebeard Podcast. A nice little Alice Cooper story. Yeah. I got another story, and I'll share this one. And we'll make this the last segment of this podcast today. So, I had pancakes with Heather Locklear once. You guys know who Heather Locklear is? Hot chick from T.J. Hooker. 80s cop sitcom. Model. Or maybe you know her better as Tommy Lee's ex-wife. Yeah. Motherfuckers, I had pancakes with Tommy Lee's ex-wife. Yes. Rocka, living the life. It's a funny story, though. So, this is how it goes. I'm in Studio City, California. And I'm on Ventura. At an unnamed location. Which is next to... Well, it's next... It's in walking distance of CBS Radford Gate. So, CBS Radford Gate, Radford Studios, is where, if you've seen Mayberry, Andy Griffith Show, Gilligan's Island, Gunsmoke, Mary Tyler Moore, all those shows from back in the day, they were all filmed at that location. So, across from CBS Studio, Radford Gate, is a place called the Jazzy Cafe or the Jiffy Cafe. I want to say it's the Jiffy Cafe. It may be the Jazzy Cafe. Either way, really good place. Got a little bar inside. A really good breakfast. So, I walk down there, and from where I'm at, I have a seat, I order my food, and I get some coffee. This chick walks in. She's got this guy behind me, you know, this couple. She's wearing a leopard cheetah print type fur coat. It's, you know, probably fake. Her hair's up in a bun. Doesn't really look like Heather Locklear, but I figure this out after a few minutes. She sits across from us, or from me. I'm like on the wall table. It's like two little seats, like a little breakfast table. So, her and this guy, which I'm assuming is either, you know, somebody in her life or her manager or something, agent. Sitting there and they're having coffee. She looks over at me. I actually get a look at her straight onto her face, and I was like, oh my god, it's Heather Locklear. Wow, she's taller than I thought, you know. But I try to snap a picture, you know, and send it back to my crew that I'm with. And, hey, look, having breakfast with Heather Locklear, you know, little joke. I pay my tab. I get up to go to walk out. As soon as I get up, they walk right beside me. And she says, excuse me. You know, no problem. I opened up. She stalled or whatever. I guess she's waiting for her friend. And I ended up opening the door for her. And, thank you, hey. Yeah, have a good day. In my southern voice, you know. Have a good day. So, turns around and, walks out. Really nice, you know, it was a brief little meeting, but hey, I had breakfast with Heather Locklear and it was pancakes and I'm sticking to my story. Now, Heather Locklear, if you're listening, sweetheart, you may not know that you had breakfast with me, but you did. Good times. Good times and good stories. It's all about how you tell it. So, yeah. That was a quick little 5-minute story right there. Heather Locklear. Studio City. Another fun part about that story is also, I can't remember her name, but she was in the movie soul plane. She was Tom Arnold's wife in that movie. She was the hot white mom. She was also in the upper level. Now, I noticed this as I was leaving. She was also in the upper level of the restaurant with, like, a whole bunch of people, and she was, like, dressed really nice. There's no mistaking that face. There's some people, when you see them, you know exactly who they are, you know. And she was one of them. So, I seen two movie stars that morning. So, I had breakfast with Heather Locklear and the chick from Soul Plane. Top that. Spotify. No. Anyway, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Stories from the road, right here on the Bluebeard Podcast. Alright, I think that might conclude it for today. Hope all you have the day you deserve. And may it be a wonderful day. Peace out, folks. Follow and subscribe, Bluebeard Podcast. Bluebeard_@Instagram. Check you later.